The next story is by Serendipity Haven, but she never records her stories. Huh. Well, this is going to be interesting. Okay, well, it looks like she's learned how to record her stuff, so this is going to be cool. Yay, we get to hear her voice. All right, well, here we go. Serendipity Haven, welcome back. Although you've been here most weeks. I'm really tripping over my tongue today, aren't I? Thank goodness I'm recording this over the span of 2 weeks. That way I can make mistakes all month long. Don't I feel like an idiot?
It was the crowning moment in human history. A moment that justified the enormous expense and endeavor of a generation committed to the exploration of space. First contact. Not quite. But it could be extremely close. A hushed mission control watched in awe as the images unfolded on their screens. Remarkable. Unbelievable. Alien artifacts. And now, looming closer, a doorway. The first astronaut approached, paused, then passed into the darkness beyond.
My God,
he exclaimed.
It's...
His voice cracked.
What do you see?
Came the urgent inquiry from Mission Control.
Is it alien life?
Not exactly. It's full of pizza.
That's right, she's a speak-it robot. Actually, I posted up on the list of suggested tools for people to use speak-it for text-to-voice. So cool, it's great that someone actually used one of those. Yay! And there you go. I was saying, someone actually produced the story, too. We're getting fancy here. Getting fancy and possibly schmancy. So thank you, Serendipity Haven, and let's see who's next. It is Shadow Farspire, a name I've never heard before. Well, welcome to the podcast. I hope things are comfortable. You can take one of those. Those are free. You know, we don't charge for that. Now, those over there, we charge for. But those are free, so you can have one of those. You don't want to chew on it, though it may chip a tooth. Here's your story, as read by Lizzie Goodkoff.
Rain trickled down slowly. The man didn't care. He zipped up his jacket, grabbed the handlebars, and started to cycle. Gushes of cold wind tried to slow him down, but failed miserably. Switching gears, the bicycler rode uphill. He could feel the pressure in the muscles of his legs. Controlling his breathing, he focused on the road ahead. With a quick swerve to his right, the car barely missed him on his left. It did not matter. Clouds broke, and a warm blanket chased away the cold. He stopped, leaned forwards, and smelled the roses. This was a story by Shadow Farspire.
Thank you, Shadow, and I hope you come back. Bruin. He's stressing out. He's clawing at the cardboard thingy. He's not going to meow on the microphone, though. He doesn't do that. Nardo used to do that, but, you know. Next up, we've got one from Explorer Dastardly, one of my fine fellow neighbors in the Crazy Five Islands. It's about time she wrote one, and let's go ahead and give this one a listen, shall we? Play it again, Sam.
Life by Helen R. Starr. On Sunday, at the Perfect Landing restaurant inside a small airport that houses private jets, small planes, and Flight for Life medical transport. After brunch, we went to see a traveling B-25 World War II plane. Fanny was introduced to the pilot, and Fanny said, "I'm a Holocaust survivor." The pilot said, "There's an older man in the plane who flew during World War II. Fanny said to Captain Bond, "In Mulhausen concentration camp, we could hear the planes above us, and we begged for them to drop a bomb on us. Captain Bond flew his B-25 bomber over the camps. Life is never scripted."
No, life isn't ever scripted, but you make the best with it you can. Thank you, Helen. I mean, Explorer. Shh, your secret's safe with me. Okay. Next up, we have... You already posted the photo of that, right? Let me when this goes up, let me know if you need me to put the photo up. I'll put a link up to that. It's always like, "Oh, can you do this? Can you do that?" It's like, that's okay. All of this can be edited. Well, except for the sound file. I'm not going to change a thing in the sound file. But, you know, the post that goes up, people can put in comments with stuff that, you know, "Hey, oh, you could have put this in, and hey, I want to talk about this, and hey, you know..." Anything but, "Oh, thank you for doing this." No. I want discussion of the stories and noted. But you can thank me if you want. You don't need to, though. The man who needs no thanks, the height of podcast fiction. He's been away for a while, but he's back. Jeffrey Haidt, the man himself, the celebrity of all writers. And he's going to kill me for this. Here's Jeffrey Haidt and his story, and it's good to hear from you again.
Hello, Jeffrey Haidt here of Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the 325th 100-word challenge. It's called New Life in the Darkness. The entire solar system was at war. The pains and horrors of that war stretched from the blistering inner planets to the frozen chunks of rock that no one argued anymore about their status as planets. The Earth started it. They would argue the point, but no one was blameless, and everyone had blood on their hands. Father Thomas stood in the center of the room, holding the new life in his hands as he blessed it. As the world outside tore itself apart, at least this made sense to him. The baby cried as he poured the water. So, that's it. I hope you enjoyed it. If you are looking for other things by me, obviously check out flyingislandpress.com. Or you can go out to my own personal website, which is jeffhaidt.com, and see some of the stories I've written recently. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jeff. And please keep coming back. I miss you. And you can go to his sites. See, some people be like, "Oh, he plugged all of his stuff. That's so shameless." Dude, look, it's okay to add in the shameless plugs. We do that week in, week out, 325 weeks strong. And this, I know this is going to be a weird one, because you got people who are veterans of the podcast, and people who are new to it, and then you've got all these listeners who are like the Relay for Lifers going, "Oh my God, they did that?" And we're all together now, and it's all one big happy family, and you can't get away ever again. Speaking of getting away ever again, the man who has done the most stories of any in the weekly challenge, I believe, even though he went back and sort of did a few that he had missed, is Tom. And I think he has updates. He likes to do, if you're new to this, he likes to do statistics. Now that we're almost an hour into the show, I think it's time for a little math. So here we go with Tom. Tell us a story.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got updates. Lots of movement. Both Lizzie and Cliff moved past Daniel Merkel and my friend Carrie into the 32nd place, just behind Red Goddess, who is one story shy of entering the top 30. Beauchamps has completed half a year of storytelling and passed Terry into the 28th place. Thomas passes Liana into the 11th place with an astonishing 84 stories. But the major move is Zachman, our new fifth monkey, passing TJ. And a side note, your humble scribe has reached the 300th week in the top 10. And tonight's story is called Life. We at Martini Club Industry Bio Division are excited to announce a new product. Life, a 2.0 biolinker. Alpha testing proved so conclusive, we've moved the ordering queue up 6 weeks. After winning the X Prize for the irrigation of the Sub-Sahara, the link to Brooms Across Africa YouTube is on the website. Our founder, CB, is quoted as saying, "Well, what the fuck? We took that as a big flashing green light. How does life work? It's so easy a child could do it. Just pour a cup of life on a surface, add water, and 1.21 gigawatts.
Thank you, Tom. And I'd like to point out, he mentioned monkeys. Now, the golden monkey is the reward for reaching 100 word stories. And I think when you do 100 in a row, it's Iron Monkey. The following people have earned golden monkeys so far, in case you can't bother to go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com/the-golden-monkey. Norval Joe, Planet Z, Andrew Ian Dodge, Tom, your humble scribe, Ellison, Guy David, Justin Lowmaster, the Space Turtle, Anima Zabaleta, Caleb Bullen, Steven the Nuclear Man, TJ, and as he mentioned, Zachman and Leiana, although Zachman was already on there. I don't know. If there are any more Iron Monkeys or monkeys or different kinds of monkeys, can I have a banana? No, I cannot have a banana. But what I can have is more stories. This one's by Sitcher Ray, someone new to the podcast, but who's been watching my crazy MySoul feed, which MySoul. Ooh, the measles. I've got the measles. No, that's kind of, anyway. Sitcher, welcome to the podcast. I keep saying that. I should just say welcome to everyone and then just get right to it. Let's get right to it, shall we?
Samsara. The rulebook was ancient, ornately bound and worn. She spent days reading and rereading its pages. With finality, she closed it, hugged it tightly to her chest, and from memory, whispered aloud each page's content of intricate moves. This time, the game was hers to win. With bated breath, she waited for the countdown. Anticipation was a fist squeezing her entire body. Starting lights blinded her. It had begun. She could do it. A sharp yank to her abdomen caused her to gasp and cry out, while her memory drained in panic. With newborn eyes, she blinked, unfocused into oblivion.
Unfocused into oblivion. Ooh, that's some deep stuff. We're getting some silly stuff, some deep stuff, some sick stuff. This was some of the deep stuff. Thank you, Seacher, and come back. Come back with the deep stuff. I want to have the deep stuff. And then maybe I can have a separate show with the weird stuff, and I might just keep the naughty stuff to myself. Speaking of naughty stuff, there's none more naughty than Bonchant's Longfall and Severina Halo Star. It's just you can feel the love there, and it's something wonderful. And I'd like to share that love of the spoken, written, an occasionally painted word with you now. Bonchant's Longfall and Severina Halo Star. Let's hear it. Let's get into it here.
Crap Mariners 100 word challenge. July 15th is the Relay for Life challenge. The word is life. Collaborative rights. Severina Halo Star, John's Longfall. Life. Don't you just love that expression, that's life? The world comes crashing down all around you, one thing after the other. Job stresses, family matters, economy freeze. Usually it all comes in threes. Yeah, shit happens. Then some bozo who thinks they are being helpful spews out from ignorant lips, that's life. Let's do something. Take a deep breath. Nice, deep, slow. Hold it. Don't cheat now. No more breathing. Come on. Let's do it. We can do it. Damn. Yeah, we both had to excel, didn't we? Now let's take us a nice regular breath. There. Now that's life, Scooter. Life. Through birthing, the journey begins. At first, caring essential. To grow strong and independent. Mentors guiding you on your path. You take your first few steps timidly. Confidence builds quickly within. You begin to run. Breaking free, setting your own path. Desires dance dangerously within. World full to temptations, teasing you with bright, shiny, crisp apples. Past care and unconditional comfort, the guiding luminous light, carefully protecting you from falling too far. Seeking out the worldly familiar wisdom, floating on protective feathered wing. Light gently pushing you forth. Purse strings catch your fall. You are supported and loved. Life. Pablo and Espy began to rebuild their friendship. He could not give up the evil scotch. It gave him such amazing dreams. One star-filled night, Pablo convinced Espy to mix a bit with her water. She had a stressful day of resting in her owner's lap, constantly being brushed and cuddled. The scotch-laced water disappeared quickly. Pablo confessed his undying love for his dear Espy. Two star-crossed lovers spent the night under the bright moonlight. A cloud passed over the moon. A new life was created. Pablo woke up feeling miserable, but at least he had company.
Thank you, guys. Those were beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, this life thing is. Thank you. And Bonchance and Sevi, I think they still host that event on Sundays. It's around 1 or 2 or something. If you're in SL, drop Bonchance Longfall a note, and he'll add you as a friend, and then spam with no cards. As long as he doesn't send out, like, rain clouds. I'm totally cool with it, man. And sometimes Relish Broccoli is there. Relish Broccoli Relish. Delicious stuff. And Bonchon said he read for somebody else here. So it's Papillon Coberts. I'm really messing up names here. I'm really, really sorry. But hopefully Bonchon's pronounced your name right. Life by Poppy. Well, I could have just said that. Oh, well, I just had to get fancy. Let's get back down to earth and listen a little more.
Crab Mariners, 100-word challenge. This challenge is July 15th. It's for the Relay for Life. The challenge word is life. This is written by Papillon Coberts, Pappy. It's 9 a.m. as I sit at the PC staring at a blank screen. A hand hovers over a mug of tea. Finger pads frivolously caress the warming porcelain shell which gives the outer elements protection from what lays within. My world consists of walls. They are set in place to keep me safe from people who want to connect and cause disarray. sending my safe world into a shattering tornado of uncontrollable feelings of inadequacy, doubts, fears, rejection, judgmentalism. Even while typing these words causes me to panic. Hands tremble, mouth grows parched, fear rising while I type, "Welcome to my world."
It's a beautiful world we live in. What a beautiful world it is. Thank you, Bonchance. And hopefully we get to hear some more stories that you volunteer to read for others who are just too afraid of the microphone. Keep the microphone away from me. It will steal my voice and turn into an octopus witch. Okay, I should not make fun of people like that. Yes, I will. I'm so in love with my own voice. Me. Okay. Next up, we have Dr. Fran has returned. And, whoa. Oh, this is going to be good. By the way, she says, "You can't think your way to right living. You can only live your way to right thinking. Wiser words have never been typed and put into a signature file." Here's Dr. Fran.
"You're too sensitive," he said dismissively. "Why is everything so intense? Learn not to feel." "I am sensitive, yes." "Well, get over it," he said, turning back to the crystal he was examining. I wondered if I could begin that toughening up training. Go to assertiveness classes, stand up for things, be a winner at work, turn off the part of me that bristles with every imagined slight. And then I hear my sweet lammy purring on my lap and I'm lost. Toughen up? Nah, I'd rather feel it all. Hard and hilarious. Life is feeling.
Life is feeling. It is. It truly is. I feel gratitude for you sending this story. Thank you. But also, I feel like I'm babbling way too much. Oh, well. There's no curing that. Right. Who's next? Man, we got a ton of stories today. It just took off, man. Wow. And you know that I'm putting this together in advance. And then Sunday morning when the avalanche hits of, "Oh my God, it's late. How do I do this? How do I..." You know, the people wait to the last minute. God. You people, on the other hand, the ones that have already been featured on this podcast, you know how to plan. You know how to get your time wisely managed. One of those people is Derry McMahon of the Shawnakie Library. You're going to get a 1-2 punch here of the Shawnakie types. You got Derry, and then you got Bear. So, boom, boom. Here's Derry and her story. "Good on ya, laddie. Lassie. If I say good on you, lassie, then it's going to be bark, bark, bark. Oh, Timmy fell down the well? Bark, bark. Oh, can Timmy, write his 100-word story and get it up here before he drowns? Bark." I'll shut up now.
Strutting by Derry McMahon. I live with 6 females who are much more popular than I am. Of course, they are lovely and sweet, with sunny dispositions, so why am I surprised? The first suitor strolled into the house on Halloween. Can you imagine? He walked right in like he owned the place. The next lives 3 doors down. He's got ginger coloring and flirts with me sometimes, too. Last night a new one arrived, strutting around the back deck, yelling for one of the girls to come out. "Oh, silly cat! They've been fixed! They howl for you to go away, not for romance."
"Ha ha 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 ha. Ah, yes. Miss, don't look at me that way. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Derry. And now..." That's right, you're waiting for it. You're waiting for me to make a bear joke. I'm not going to make a bear joke. There is no joking. You just... What? Okay. God. I don't even have a producer and I'm already taking signals from the booth. No! I will not know. Sponsors? Well, we do have people who are matching. I should thank them at some point. And thank them regularly. Hold on, let me look. The page, if you haven't figured out by now, firstlife.isfullofcrap.com/RFL. In addition to all these wonderful people sending in stories, we've got Serendipity Haven has offered to match dollar for dollar. Thank you. Bonnie Diggs has offered to match dollar for dollar. Thank you. Uriel Wheeler, Stephen the Nuclear Man, has offered to match dollar for dollar. Thank you, Nuclear Man. Botgirl Questy, Questy, has offered to match dollar for dollar. Oh, thank you. And playing with dolls is fun. Dr. Fran, who we just heard from, has offered to match dollar for dollar. Thank you. You, and feeling is life. An anonymous donor has offered to match dollar for dollar. I know who you are, and I thank you too. See, I'm smiling. Sean Brady has offered to match dollar for dollar. And kick in an extra 100 if we make it to 100 authors. We don't know if we have yet. Although if you're reading the show notes, you already do. But if you're just listening and you don't want to ruin the surprise, you don't know yet. I don't know yet, because it's Wednesday for me right now. I'm recording this Wednesday. So, and then Thursday, I'll add in the stories that come in Thursday, and so on and so on and so on, until it's Monday morning, and I'm like, oh God, thank God that's over. But I'm glad that it's not over yet, because we get to hear Bear. Bear, tell us a story.
Life is what you make it. Unless you happen to be Death. Then, life is just your smart aleck sister. Managing to look harried and blissful all at once, Life looked up as Death ran into their mansion shouting, "That one was mine, and you know it!" "Oh, you don't mean that peace treaty," Life smiled in the irritating manner of older sisters. "I know you wanted a war, but I don't want noisy gunfire during my big party." "No, no, you ate the last ding-dong." Death ran a finger along the sharp edge of his scythe. "That was mine."
Never, ever, ever mess with Death's ding-dong. Thank you, Bear. Whew, man. Just rolling here. We're rolling in the deep, big time. All right, well, let's... by the way, it's Thursday. I'm recording this on Thursday. You can tell by the change in audio quality and all that, what I'm doing here. And let's see, who's next? Oh, Julie! Julie got her story in. She recorded it in one format, and I changed it over and got it, and boom! So folks are able to record their own things. That's real important, because it gives you a sense of accomplishment. You know, hey, this isn't so hard. And even if you don't do stories for this anymore, you can try them for other things or be a part of other storytelling things. You know, just give it a try, man. You can do it. Tools aren't so hard. You figure it out SL, right? Figure it out how to run the laptop. You can figure out how to do the podcast and use the web. It's not that hard. So here's Julie with her story, and you're going to enjoy this.
Life by Juliana Julius. Life is not fair. Life doesn't owe you anything. Life hath more awe than death. In my life, I've loved them all. That's life. You only need to spend about 5 minutes remembering things your mother said long ago, or looking through wiki quotes to find countless quotes, observations, and aphorisms on the topic. But the bottom line is this. As my 18th century literature professor was fond of quoting, life is short, nasty, and brutish. Perhaps we live longer these days than folks did back in the days of Alexander Pope, but in the grand scheme of things, it's still the truth.
Alexander Pope was right. Life is brutish and short, but this podcast isn't. Man, we're already up to 1 hour 20 minutes. Wow. Dang, I should break this up into multiple parts. But I won't. Ha! Oh, thank you, Julie. And one note, if you're in SL, Sundays around 10:30, she hosts Rose d'Operast there at the Hotel Chelsea. And I think she still does 4 o'clock at the Circe Poetry Circle on Saturday. If not, you can join her group. It's on her profile. How do you spell her last name? Oh, she'll let you know in the comments. Of course, she has to listen to this for an hour and a half, but just I'm a jerk. Next, Marianne McCann of Bay City and the kids community. Cool. Oh, everybody's coming aboard. This is awesome. So, Mary. And she was part of grand poobah of Team Doc and the sim management there at SL9B. That was so fun. I had a great time with that, and I learned not to be such a jackass. I was only a slight jackass. Well, of course, on the YouTube videos, it was... Never mind. Well, here's Marianne, and let's go ahead and hit play, because hitting stop will just completely drive everyone batty.
It's in the Mix, a 100-word story by Marianne McCann. The old worker scoffed. Every day they truck in 4 types of flour. 4. Sure, you've got your oat flour, that's just obvious. But we have wheat flour, corn flour, and even rice flour in there. There's a bit of sugar in there too, but it's not like those guys on the Cap'n Crunch line. That stuff swimming in it rips up your mouth. He paused and nearly whispered. You know, some of the health nuts complain about us having yellow number 5 in the mix. Gives it a nice toasty color. Sure, they complain. But hey, that's life.
Oh, man. Oh, thank you, Marianne. Oh, I love recording these. And the commentary as I first hear them. I know I check for the first few seconds for audio quality, but I just want folks to catch my reaction to these. Because, man, you know, there have been a few people who have sent in stories about life, you know, Mikey and all, but the yellow number 5. I hope you folks are enjoying these as much as I am. And it's for a good cause, too. Spending my money and the money of others on Relay for Life. Just, thank you, Mary. Ooh, we got another new person, Justin Swap. I think he caught Stephen Sauces or Jeffrey Height or somebody's comment on Google Plus, and he was like, hey, I'll join in too. So cool, Google Plusers, everyone. You're all welcome, but really, I'm more about SL. All right, Justin. And oh, he's got a site out there. And I'm trying to put everybody's sites out there on the show notes. JustinSwap.com. So, folks, here's Justin.
Batteries Included by Justin Swap. The phone rings. I don't usually answer, but who am I kidding? Today, I've got nothing better to do. Is Mr. Payne there? Sigh. Speaking. May I call you Les? Great, thanks. Man, Les, have I got a deal for you. Uh-huh. It's a state-of-the-art digital picture frame, and it comes with, a high-resolution screen, a wireless remote, batteries, You can surf the internet. It even has a touch screen. Just flick. What about the pictures? Do they come with it? Silence. Then the salesman laughed. No, memory's not included. State of the art, huh?
Thank you, Justin. And remember, the true state of the art is in the human mind, where your creativity is. All the mushy stuff between your ears. Oh, cool. Oh, man, how much more? How many more stories? Oh, my God. This is just... Whoa. Got that one? Okay, all right. Hold on. Gotta get this worked up. And that one, and that one. Okay, so we've now got Queen Blue Star. Oh, she was having some problems recording earlier, but she stuck with it. And not only is she recording her story, but I hear that she's going to be recording for someone else. So, folks helping folks out. That's what it's all about. All right, Queen, I want to hear you. Lay it on me.
Life and a 100-word story by Queen Blue Star. The primal gloop was depressed. If it had had fingers, it would have tapped them. Here it was alone with itself, primal and gloopy. Every aeon, same as the others, not even a rib to make company from. Its only friend, more of itself, which sort of obviated conversation or any need to dress up. Then a sharp blob of gloop, playing with its blocks, found it had made some glup, which replicated more glup. Soon a tall, multiplied glup form loomed, looking down, its hand outstretched. Pay your taxes, it whined. Shit, thought Gloop. Now how do I make death?
I don't know how you make it. I'll have to look up the recipe here. Hold on. Thank you, Queen. Gloop. Glop. Maybe we'll make Gloop a topic for an upcoming week. Wow. In addition to all the stories, we're also getting a ton of suggestions for topics. And wouldn't it be crazy if I just posted up the entire list and said, okay, pick two. That would be kind of crazy. I'll think about it over the next few days as I'm putting this together. We'll see. All right, who's next? Oh my God, Guard13007 managed to get in. He sometimes has issues on the weekends and being busy and not having access to a system, but you know what? He's got one now. And this is Guard13007 reporting for duty.
Hello, a wild Guard13007 has appeared, and this is my story for Relay for Life. Life. What? I don't understand. In 2070, it was discovered there was a universal field that determined where and when life occurred. For 30 years, this discovery was a closely guarded secret. It turns out that if you can look at life as a map, you can not only see where it will appear, but where it will move to and when it will die. Due to a loophole in the laws of the UFE, the discovery was released at the turn of the century. A new corporation was founded with the intent to use this field to extend lives. For a price, of course. And, yeah, I'm done.
Thank you, Guard. I love how you end that one. Just, and I'm done. I'm not done, and neither are you people. We've still got a bunch more stories coming in. It's Friday, and, well, here we go. Let's just rock on through it. London Junkers, who's over there with Lizzie Goodcough, has sent in a story, and they're over at L&L Square there, and they were having a hard time getting a parcel over there at SL9B, and I said, relax, man. There's going to be some openings. It's going to be okay, man. Relax. Everything's going to be all right, man. Everything's going to be all right. And well, you know what? Everything's all right. Here's London, coming to you in 3D.
Everything started in darkness and silence. Then, bang! The universe was created, and millions of billions of stars shone their light. One of those bright suns created a tiny blue ball, 4.5 billion years ago. Within the next billion years, a miracle occurred. Life. Microbial mats of coexisting bacteria swimming in a vast primitive sea. Years passed. Things evolved into bigger forms, plants and animals. synaptids, archosaurs, acanthodians, gastropods, therapsids, insects, and even mammals, who we are. A big family alive. After that, androids came. Oops, but that's another story. I forgot I only have 100 words to tell this one.
And they would prefer that you not tell them about that until they take over the world. Oh, thank you, London. All right, we got more people coming in. Okay, so Cliff says his friend Big Sean O sent in a story, and I want to read you a little something about him. Let's see, let's bring that up. This story was submitted by Big Sean O. Sean is an actor, artist, and American icon. He claims to have been born in the wrong century, boasting an extensive collection of silent movies. He was delighted to contribute to the cause with this tale. Sean O., I'm delighted to share your tale with everyone. Let's hit play.
Yet the French orangutan steadfastly maintained that it was just a matter of time before his countrymen regained their senses and resumed squealing curses and flinging excrement at tourists, as the French have done for centuries. What he couldn't have foreseen was the dawn of the great banana warfare gathering on the horizon, or as history would call it, the day the split hit the fan. I'm curious, teacher. About what, George? Another war? Why does the split always have to be hitting the fan? That, George, is life. Curse often, fling excrement, and you are guaranteed some nasty split.
Guaranteed, I tell you, guaranteed. Thank you, Big Sean O, and Cliff, for reading that for you. Oh, he's got another. All right. This one is by Dr. Thomas. Let's find out about Dr. Thomas. He is 10 feet tall and bulletproof. He travels the highways of the eastern United States, seeking truth, justice, and really good sushi. Oh, so the Japanese way. All right, well, who am I to argue with a man who's 10 feet tall? Let's hear what you've got, Dr. Thomas.
Today I watched my final sunrise and did the things only a mortal can do. Tonight, I was becoming. I knew the way of it. We'd planned it for months. He would drain me, fill me with his blood, and I'd rise to my new unlife. Sunset. Dark. There he was at my neck, drinking. When he paused, I was nearing unconsciousness. He looked into my eyes and laughed. His head darted back to my neck. In that instant, I knew. Planning was his foreplay. Betrayal was sex to the monster killing me. And my death would be his orgasm.
Woo! Hot stuff coming to you from Dr. Thomas. Sounded more like Dr. Ruth Westheimer there for a minute. Thank you, Dr. Thomas and Cliff, for reading that story. You know, I really ought to just play the story by Cliff. Whoa, no subject. I got a message with no subject? What's the point of that? All right, well, I'm going to go check my mail. Here's Cliff's story. You may recognize the voice.
Looking back, I have to admit that skipping college was a mistake. Sure, I got into the workforce sooner than my friends, but there was never enough money. Of course, I got married because, well, I think it's like a rule or something that you have to get married. Then came the kids. Now, don't get me wrong. I've got nothing against children, but it would have been so much easier if we'd stopped at 4. More than that, and they just fall out of the car. Ah, well, that's life. You spin the wheel and you take your chances.
Spin that wheel! Oh, great. Now I'm getting visions of Ed Grimley and Pat Sajak and Wheel of Fortune. Oh, my God. Thank you, Uncle Monster, for, well, okay, he's Cliff, he's Uncle Monster, he's Uncle Cliff Monster, he's all those at once. And we love him for that. That's the kind of thing broccoli relish would say. Oh, right. Who's next? Okay, so Teresa B. sent in a bunch of stories by various people that she recorded for, so this is going to be a Teresa-thon. So, is it Teresa? Teresa? Hopefully she says so, and think, because then I can apologize for pronouncing it wrong either way. So, welcome, Teresa, and your family, and here's your story.
What my children mean to me. My children are my pride and joy. I have five beautiful children, two boys that I lost and three girls that I still have. I could never replace the boys I lost, but my girls kept me going. I was fortunate to help raise five boys that weren't mine, giving me what I couldn't have with my own boys. All the kids I've raised fill my heart with happiness every day. My own children especially. Through the good times and the bad, we've always been a family. I love my kids and will always be there for them no matter what.
And for that, they have the best mom in the world. Thank you, Teresa. Teresa. You didn't even say your name. Now I feel foolish. Now I'm going to get an email. It's actually pronounced! And then, like, it'll cut off. Whoa, I got another message. Dang, I got messages coming out everywhere. We're going to beat 1,000 stories at this rate. The show is going to be 10 hours long. Next up, we have Spunky. Actually, Spunky slipped in the Teresa-thon. So here's Spunky's stories, and I hope you enjoy.
How do I escape? The air is escaping. I feel like I'm suffocating, never getting to leave, always left at home, feeling misunderstood, so alone. It's like I'm in a box, moving through the motions. Things never change, it's always the same thing. Time flies by so fast, yet at times it feels so slow. I never know what day it is, never know the time. Tomorrow's just a day away, and still it's always the same. Sometimes I can get away in my dreams. And then I wake and realize I'm still stuck in this body, in this life. When can I get away?
You face it head on. That's what you do. And you win. Thank you, Spunky. All right. We're getting a little deep here. So, we're heading back to Teresa's group of folks here, and we've got a few more stories are coming in as I'm putting this together. It's a flood, I tell you. Why is the world in love again? Oh, sorry. God, I like They May Be Giants. And how old is that album? 20 years? And I still think of it as new. I'm such a fogey. Right. Here's a story by Kimberly. And let's go ahead and hit play on this one.
Emotions of trying to make a family. It's painful going through the motions of trying to get pregnant, being in suspense when you take the test, hoping, praying for positive, crying when it says negative or invalid, feeling hopeless when time continues to fly by with no results. I believe every woman dreams of being a mother, being able to feel the first kick, going through the pains of childbirth, just so they can hold their baby for the first time, loving them through the good times and the bad, being so proud when they say their first word, almost crying when they take their first steps.
Thank you, Kimberly. Where are those first steps going towards? I don't know. Just follow them. And step a little further back as they walk towards you. See how far they can go. How far can this podcast go? Well, we've got a lot more people coming in, so let's keep on rolling. Next up, we've got Anne G. So, Anne, let's hear your story. I think she's one of Teresa's family here.
How long is enough? My life was great. I had everything I ever wanted. A husband and three kids to keep me crazy. A sister to keep me from insanity. A house to run. A car to drive. I did whatever I wanted. When I wanted. Where I wanted. I went shopping all the time. That's just how I was. I may not have a lot of time, but I was able to spend time with my sister on a cruise. I got to say bye to my daughter and leave this world to go to a better place. I never had enough time.
Thank you, Teresa, for reading Anne's story. We never do have enough time. I'm recording in... I'm recording these in the spare bedroom. We've got a laptop and a spare monitor. And the shelf up there.